Welcome y'all to Paris Christian Center. I'm Melissa Helton. It's been a long time since I've been up here. I fell back away from it because I got sick. But I'm back. You see, I'm back, but the devil thought he had me down. And he had me down for a while, and I laid up in my bed, and I missed church. And I would call Pastor Kelly and be like, I can't make it. Or, I need to go for a drive. Because my mind and my heart wasn't in the right place. But you cannot live your life like that. You need to be here. And if you don't go to church here, that's fine. You can go to church somewhere else. Just be in the house of God. Listen to the word of God. Be faithful. Grow your faith. I'm going to talk about faith tonight. And I'm going to tell you, I lost mine because I was worried. You see, I've got two kids. I'm sick in my body, but I'm here. I'm out there at that food drive. I've missed it, but I'm at the food drive. I'm doing things that the doctor doesn't understand, but I understand. Jesus Christ. That's what it is. You see, I went to the doctor. See, I used to be up here. I used to preach. I was getting sick. I didn't understand. Weak, tired. And I said, there's something more wrong than what you're telling me. All right. Well, Miss Helton, you've got cancer. Go home and tell your family. Tell them you got 6 months to live. Tell them that it's so bad that it's going to spread, and eventually it'll kill you, and you've got 6 months. I had to go home and sit down with my family, and I did that, and I told my children, look, I've got so long to live, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to enjoy our life. But you know what I did? I slid away from God. I'd lay up in that bed, depressed and defeated. That's what I was doing. And I didn't lie to Pastor Kelly. I was like, look, I'm not coming because I needed to go for a drive. Because I met her one morning. I was going for my little drive because I had a little pity party. Woe is me, woe is me. That's not how God works. That's not how faith works either. You either have it or you don't. There's nothing in between. And the devil owns the fence. Period. You're either with God or you're not with God. All right. Well, I remembered Sister Millie. She had it. And I remember that I prayed every single day. And I kept going back to the doctor. It just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Then I went a couple months ago. Oh, your kidneys are bad. I was like, that's okay. You're not upset? No. Because even if I don't get to live here, I got a better promise. But my faith was lacking. And a lot of times, your mouth, and Pastor Kelly has said it more than one time, can lead you off of the faith that you already had. Period. Young people, you go out into the world, you guys need to be gathering up some souls. When you go to school, are you showing who you truly are? Are you showing who you are on that stage? Are you showing them Jesus Christ? Even for the elderly, are you people showing? No, when you come into this church, we have a good pastor. And I tell you, she's invested. She's invested. You know, a couple of years ago, our house burnt. Okay, I was at church. I went back home. There was people all around my house. I thought somebody might have ran over our dog. No, my house burnt. Guess who was there? She come. So when she says she's invested in your life, it's more than just showing up. It's the prayers that she prays. She's invested. She has the full faith. When she comes up here behind this pulpit, you know that she's prayed about what she's going to preach, and she's going to tell it to you straight. Well, I'm going to be Kelly Jr. But I'm going to tell you, I got to a place where I called my mom. I can't do it today. I'm over it. I'm over the pain. I'm over the hurt because I was hurt. Because I said, God, haven't I been through enough? That's not something you should say to God. Because God bore more pain and strife than we ever will in our whole entire lifetime. But I would call my mother, and she's like, the only thing you can do is pray. That's all you can do. You have to rely fully on Christ. And I got to reading in the book of James. And James is a servant of God. Okay? And that's what we all need to be. We need to be serving God on a daily basis, reading the Word of God, and growing our faith. How many in here read their Bible every day? Okay. Me too. Some days I don't get to it. That's okay. But at some point in time, you really need to pick up the Word of God, and like Pastor Kelly said, begin to learn it. Because I'm going to tell you, that is how I am here right now. Because I stepped so far away from it. And God's like, you just don't remember, do you? You don't remember where you were in your life. You don't remember where I brought you from. I used to be some young teenage girl out doing whatever I wanted to. I used to be someone that go to church sometimes, not go for a couple of years, go back to church sometimes. But when you have church family like we do, it's hard to do that. Because there's good people in this church. All people in this church are good. And you can contact any of these people and they will pray for you. Any of them. And I didn't call a lot of people to pray for me. I talked to people about what was going on with me. But you know what I learned? Just give it to God. Just talk to God. He's going to sort it out. He's going to make it possible for you to do the unthinkable. You see, I should be dead. That's what the doctor said. You should be dead. And I was like, oh yeah? Well, guess what? I'm not. He goes, what do you do? And I was like, I pray and I read the Word of God. Because this is instruction on life. But if you step away from it, you will become dead. You will become dead. Your spiritual body will die. And you will become a core. And you will be laid up, drowning in your own sorrow. You cannot do that. Anyways, I was reading the book of James, and I've read it many times. And, you know, I prayed and prayed and prayed about preaching again. And I was going to talk to Pastor Kelly last Sunday. And I was like, you know what, God? If I need to be up there telling my story and preaching to these people, I was like, put it on Pastor Kelly's heart. Because I don't want to overstep my boundaries. I'm a member of this church, but Pastor Kelly, she's the shepherd. And we got a beautiful shepherd, y'all. I was reading in James 1 and 3. Got it up. And it says, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. There's another version that says produces steadfastness. And steadfastness means that you don't turn away from your faith. You don't turn away from your prayer life. You don't turn away from none of that. You're steadfast. You stay strong. You see, I was lacking that. And I was so strong in my faith. And man, it just took one little thing to put me to the bottom. And I mean to the bottom. I was so mad. I was like, I've been through enough. I don't even want to go through this. But I've met so many people that were sicker than I was. And they're like, you know, I know that you're sick, but can you pray for me? Right then and there, I knew the calling that God placed on my life. Right then and there, I knew that I needed to get back to it. And I met a lady, and she said, you know, I don't believe in God. I'm so sick. And she was. She was yellow in color. She had had multiple chemo treatments. And I said, have you ever picked up a Bible? No. I said, okay. Well, if I was to buy you a Bible, would you read it? I don't know. Okay. Well, let's say that, you know, I don't know if this is a little weird or whatever, but if I could take your address, I will send you a Bible. She's like, that is a little weird. I was like, okay. And so she, at the end of our doctor visit, we were waiting on our blood results. She said, here's my address. That's how I knew. That's how I knew I reached her. That's what it took. She called me 2 weeks ago. I've been reading this Bible. She said, I didn't know. I didn't know what I was going to feel. She said, but the only thing I did for an hour was cry. She said, I didn't realize what Christ had went through for me. Not just you, but for me. And she said, and I want to tell you, she said, my kidneys are back up to 80%. And I told her, I said, you know what? My pastor always says, when you're sick, touch yourself and say, body, line up with the word of God. Because it has to. Because God gave us that power. When he died on the cross, he gave us the power to do that. He gave us the power through faith to pray for other people to be healed. But if you don't put faith behind it, guess what? It's dead. So if Brother Angelo prays for me, and I go on about my day, and I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. It's dead. You have to have faith to move forward. You have to have faith to pray for people and then be healed. See, when I prayed for Sister Millie, I was like, Lord, you know, this Kelly girl, she don't act like she deserves this kind of stuff. God, whatever her mother, whoever she is, it doesn't matter because Christ died for everybody. But you know what? You got your healing. And she's standing here, cancer. She's standing there, cancer free. Cancer free. But the thing about Sister Millie is I had never met her. I come here to this church. She touched me. I could feel the anointing. She's got it. And she knows the word of God like you would not believe. And so does he. You can call him and be like, I need a verse for healing. I need a verse for whatever. And he'd be like, okay, go here. But you got to have faith. You have to have it. You will deceive yourself without it. Anyways, continue my story about this lady that you know, her kidneys and stuff was functioning, and she sent me a message. And she follows our church page, and she watches you. And she said, I seen some Sherry Turner. Yeah, Sherry done tagged the whole Facebook world. I'm preaching tonight. People messaging me out of the woodwork. Are you really preaching? I mean, are you back to that point in your life? Yes, I am. Where else should I be? Nowhere. But she said, I saw that Sherry Turner said that she was going to go to church. And she's going to listen to you preach. And she said, you told me you quit preaching. I said, I did until tonight. And she said, what? I said, I did until tonight. But, you know, Sherry never goes out of her way to act like she's anything special. But you know what? One post. Somebody saw one post. And it was uplifting. It wasn't, you know, so you're pretty special, Sherry. You know, everybody in this room is special to Jesus Christ. But, you know, me and Jill, we give Sherry a hard time. We do. But we couldn't make it without Sherry. She really, I'm telling you what, Sherry. You know, I'm going to cry. You're a very, very good person. And I know that God has brought you a long ways. But we're thankful for you. I couldn't make it on Wednesdays. Because I come in here and sometimes my attitude ain't right. And Sherry be like, you and Jill better get it together. So, you know, she keeps us in line, too. She kind of like, she got that whip. So when Pastor Kelly gets here, you know, we're all in line. I mean, got to joke a little bit. It got a little serious in here, and everybody starts looking doom and gloom. You know, cancer is a nasty thing, and anybody who's had it or dealt with it knows that I think the emotional part of it is worse than the physical. And if you are a parent, you know, and it's hard. And it's hard to do the daily things that you need to do. There's still pain. There's still this. But I'm just thankful tonight that my faith is stronger than it's ever been. And I'm able to get up here and do the things that I need to do because I know that there are a lot of people that are not in the shape. I know people just in the past month that's died from it. And I know people whose family has it and they're not doing well. And I'm just so thankful to be able to have grown my faith and got back to where I needed to be to... You know, and I'm not completely healed, and that's all right, because that's God's choice. Whatever he says goes, and that's with anything in your life. But we need to have faith, and we need to be separated from the world. Period. There is no in-betweens. You cannot grow your faith and be of the world. You can't. There's you have to be fully invested. And it's hard when you're sick. It's hard to be a pastor. It's hard to be older. It's hard to be younger. It's just hard. And it's hard for every person to fully live in the state of faith that they should be in. It's hard. I don't care who it is. Pastor Kelly probably has the same issue. Everybody's like, you got the perfect pastor. I'm going to tell you something she'll tell you the first time you come to our church. No, I'm not. I ain't. I get a little crazy sometimes. I do things I'm not supposed to do. Poor Frank. Everybody better pray for Frank. We love him. We're so glad that she found Frank. Her happiness abounds. I'm telling you. It makes a difference. Guys, I'm just so thankful to be here tonight. I really am. I mean, I could have been elsewhere. But God said, no, take a step back. And here I am up here. And all right, let's go on to James 2 and 17. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Dead. So, if you say you have faith, you don't have prayer life, you don't read the Word of God, how far do you think you're going to get? Not far. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, it is dead. Dead. And that is somewhere that I don't want to be. I don't want to be dead in my faith. I don't want to be dead, period. I want to live a long life. I want to preach. I want to stand out there and talk to those people about God. There was a lady that came here to one of the food drives, and she had lost everything in her home. Sam said, Melissa, you go back there and pray because you're going to know what to pray for. Because you've been through it. She said, I have lost everything. And I said, yes, you have lost everything except for Jesus. And she said, I don't have him either. I said, well, I'll pray for you. I don't know where that woman is, and I don't know what's going on in her life, but I pray that when I prayed for her, that she found God. Because he's the only person that can replace and sustain her in everything. We lost everything. I was devastated. I would come here and sit right there. And Brother Angelo said, oh, Melissa, you just look, you're devastated. It's terrible. You lose everything in your house, and people come there, and they just chunk stuff in dumpsters. All of your memories, all of everything that you've built, all the stuff that my husband worked so hard for. But you should see my house today. Not to brag, but I'm just thankful. I'm thankful that we weren't there, we were here. We made a choice to be here that night, and God blessed us for it. Where were you? I was here in church. And God said, Melissa, where were you when I took the worst and made it the best in the house of God? That's where I was. He said, you're in the same situation. You're in a bad situation. But guess what I can do if you have the faith to let me do it? So here I am. And I told my husband, he said, did Sherry Turner say you was preaching tonight? And I said, yes. And he said, you know what? He said, I'm glad. He said, I'm glad you're getting back to your old self. I'm glad you decide to turn away from the pity and the constant regret. Because I regretted, well, I didn't do this with my kids. I didn't do this. You know, Zane's growing. He's going to graduate. And God's like, just let it be. Just let it be. It'll be okay. It'll be better. It'll be better than it was. My last blood work, better than it's ever been. So, I'm going to tell you, when that doctor said, you know what, this blood work is weird. And I was like, it ain't weird. It's just been prayed over. When I saw them x-rays, I prayed over them. Listen, I'm not going to walk around here anymore and feel sorry for myself and say that I can't do anything because I'm sick. I'm going to walk around like I'm healed, and I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting on it. Sometimes God makes you wait for better things. That's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with sitting here with Pastor Kellen telling me how I need to live my life when I've been laying up in the bed. Because she's always looking back here at me. Some people laying up here in bed instead of being in the house of the Lord. Yeah, I know, that's me. But the one thing about Pastor Kelly is you can be real. But she's going to be real back with you. So I'm just thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful that God has put every individual in my life that has a purpose. You have one, like you said. You have one. You have one. You have one. Everybody has a purpose. I sat down and I prayed about what I should be preaching on. And faith come to mind. And I prayed about it, and I prayed about it. And every time I'd open my Bible, it was a verse about faith. Because I had lost it. Every ounce of it. I'm telling you, and I know people could tell. Because I would come in here, and I'm telling you, it was bad. But I was like, I'm just going to go. Because Pastor Kelly says, it doesn't matter how you feel, you show up here. If you need prayer, tell somebody. I'd tell nobody. I'd sit back there and I'd cry. But sickness will always bring it on you like, oh, you're a burden. And nobody wants to deal with what you got going on. Nobody wants to hear, that's not true. That's the devil. That's the devil saying, mm-mm, no. And so I just started coming back, and I was here. I'd sit back there, and I'd be so sick from medication. And I said, God, I ain't going to take this medication anymore. Doctor said, you'll be dead. And I said, well, I'll take my chances. But I prayed about that medication. I'm not laying up in bed anymore. I'm not sick. I'm not throwing up all the time. I'm not losing my hair like I was. But it takes, like Christy said, sometimes it takes a mountain. And I'm going to tell you what, it's a big mountain. But I've overcome before, and I'm going to overcome again. I have another verse I didn't tell you guys. Hebrews 11 and 6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. And the verse here says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. I didn't have no faith. I lost it. That's not pleasing to God. And when I started coming back to myself, that verse was the first verse that someone had sent me. And I don't remember who it was. I didn't know her from Adam. And she sent me this verse. And I just started crying. Because I knew at that point, I wasn't where I needed to be. And I knew I was fighting so hard is because I had lost it. I didn't have it. I was in full doubt of what was going to happen in my life. And it's such a bad place to be. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is a decision to act on what God has said. So if God's telling you something and you're not acting on it, guess what? It's bad. Really bad. The meaning of faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. You know, Moses, when he was standing there, you think he had a plan when he was standing there in front of the Red Sea? You know what he did? He trusted what God said. That's what he did. Job trusted what God said. He prayed, and he went through it. I mean, I read Job again. And I'm like, Lord, I'm sorry for comparing myself to him. Because he went through it. He lost everything. And you know what? He didn't sit down and he didn't plan out nothing. He just prayed. He prayed and he prayed and he prayed. But most of all, he kept the faith. He kept the faith. He wanted to die. He was sick. He lost his family. He lost everything. But yet the one thing he clung to was God. And he kept the faith. No matter what the devil put on him, he kept the faith. And God said, well, if you're going to be like Job, guess what? Here you go. This is what's going to need to happen for you to be where you're supposed to be, for you to be who you were when you were faithful, when you sat in the pew, when you paid your tithes, when you prayed for other people and expected healing. See, a lot of people just go around nonchalantly praying for people. You can't do that. You've got to have faith behind the prayer that you pray. You have to have that. It's not going to work. And, you know, when I prayed for that girl at the doctor's office, I was like, look, I ain't got much faith. That was something bad to say before you pray for somebody. If you ain't got faith enough, just don't pray for them. Yeah. It's not going to work. You need to pray for yourself every day that you have faith enough to bring people to Jesus Christ. Pastor Kelly says it all the time. But do we? Do we walk around seeing people in pain, seeing people cry, seeing people being broken up, seeing people being overdosed, seeing people, and we're just walking by them? That's not what God called us to do. Period. God called us to be the light. When that lady sung that song today, I had tears in my eyes. Because we need to be that light to every person we meet. I don't care if they're a Christian or they're not a Christian. It don't matter. Because this right here can change your whole situation. I'm living proof. Because I got to where I'd be like, I can't. I don't want to. I don't care. I don't agree. I'm not going. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And I know somebody used to go here. And she stole my Facebook. And I make stories on my Facebook page so she'll still see that Jesus Christ is real. So she can still look at that story and she can hear that music and she knows. And she knows that I know that she sees my story. There's a reason when God speaks to you to do something, do it. Period. I posted a story not long ago. She sent me a message. That's all you do. Post about Jesus. What else am I going to post about? I'm going to post about hatred. That's wrong. You're not supposed to do that. She said, well, you know, I just, well, I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry for putting Jesus Christ on my story. I'm not sorry for it. Well, I can't be your friend. Well, then take me off your Facebook. I don't care. I'm not going to belittle Jesus because you don't want to be inside a church house anymore. Not going to do it. That's just how it is. Well, you don't believe in gays. I don't care. Jesus don't either. He destroyed a city because of it. And people are living in it and saying that it's okay. It's not. I don't care. If you don't want to post on my Facebook, please take me off your Facebook because you will see Jesus or my children. Or you might see a food recipe or something. But I want people to know Jesus. And if you've walked away from God and the only thing you get to see of Jesus is my story on Facebook, praise the Lord. I'll take it. And if you're going to message me about it, guess what? That means it's bothering you and I'm okay with that. That's fine. Because Jesus Christ said we need to be the light. So I'm going to let my little light shine. Guess what? She's still on my Facebook. This morning she said, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. No, you shouldn't have, because you've been here. You know what it's like to walk with Christ. You know where he can take you. And still, you're lollygagging with the devil. I'm going to tell you something. Y'all ain't going to like that. But I'm going to tell you, it just takes one song, one verse, or you speaking kindness into somebody to change their life. And I said, look, I ain't mad at you because you don't attend church. I ain't mad at you because you don't read the Bible. She said, oh, I read the Bible. Okay, good. Well, we're on the right page. What do you mean? Listen, 2 weeks ago you said you don't read the Bible. She said, well, I had to get in that book and make sure that verse you put up there was right. Oh, yes. It was right. She said it was right. I said it's just in a version that people can understand because a lot of people don't have the knowledge that she has. A lot of people don't have the knowledge about the Bible that he has. But if you put it on there where people can understand it, they're going to get it. Whether they're sitting in a church house or they're not. She's like, well, maybe I shouldn't have been that way. I said, honey, you be however you feel you need to be. I'm going to talk about Jesus. And that's what my Facebook's for. Facebook is not, people get on there. Pastor Kelly talks about it all the time. Talk about stuff they don't need to be talking about. If you're a Christian, don't be on there posting stuff you ain't supposed to be posting. If you share something and it has a name up there that don't need to be, take it off. But I want to have faith so strong that when I come out of this cancer battle, I'm going to be one thankful and grateful person. But I'm going to be even more on fire for God than I've ever been in my life. But I tell my kids all the time, they're like, well, what are we going to do if something happens to you? You're going to live, serve God, read the Bible. Might have to put up with your father, but when we first talked about this, you know, my son, he's 17. He's decided that he wants to graduate a year early. And then he informs me after that he wants to join the military. I just told God, I was like, God, that's not in my plan. God said, it ain't your plan, it's his plan. I told Zane, I said, you better pray about that. You better pray about it, because they ain't no coming home to mama. They ain't no eating none of mama's good cooking either. No, I'm really thankful that Zane is my son. He really is a good person. He's really come a long ways in his life. He's very intelligent. And he's had faith in times when I didn't have faith. When Pastor Kelly says, instill faith in your kid, it's the truth. Take your kids to church. I sat down with my husband and I said, I don't know. You know, what if I get so sick I can't fly to see him? What if I? He said, here we go again. He said, back up, Betty. So what he always tells me, back up, Betty. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, back up and think about where you're at and where God's took you. And I'm just thankful tonight that I am here, that my faith is back to where it was. And I'm thankful for the people that prayed for me. And I'm thankful that my healing is coming. People say, well, you don't look sick. I don't have to look sick. You know, who are you to come up to people and say, oh, well, Sophie, you don't look sick. That ain't right. Don't do that to people. I don't care who you are. Look, just because I'm a strong-bodied woman, well, I mean, a lot of people are skinny and frail. Well, I'm not. I'm not. And I probably would be if I'd have continued taking chemo. But I told God I didn't want to take it. I was going to throw it away. And I threw it in the trash. And I took one since. It's called faith. See, Brother Angelo done the same thing. He said, look, I don't have to be here. I'm going to get up and walk up out of this hospital. He did. He did. That's a prime example. Doctor's like, well, if you don't take it, then it won't do this. And I was like, you know what? I ain't taking it. I cannot take care of my children. I cannot do nothing but lay in the bed. And that is not where God told me to be. I have a calling on my life. Everybody's like, oh, I just love to see you. I just love to see your smile. I just love to see. Listen, if you see Jesus in me, that's all I care about. I don't care if I live another day. I just want people to see kindness and Jesus in me. Now, I'll fight. You touch my children, I'll fight you. I will fight you. You touch my husband, I'll fight you. But I want people to see Jesus in me. That's what I told my doctor. I said, you know what? When I come in here, I don't want you to look at me like, oh, you've got cancer. I told him, I said, you know what? I want you to look at me like I'm healed. And he said, you're a funny gal. I said, it may be funny to you, but God called me to be healed. God called me to come and see people and bless them and hug them and love on them. That's my job. That's what I do. I love hugging people. I love talking to people. And everybody in that doctor's office, I tell them about Jesus. Jesus, if you don't have him, find him. And she said, you look so much better than you did 6 months ago. Yeah, because I got up and fought. The devil's like, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't. You ain't getting up out of this bed. Your faith is gone. You're not, you're not, you're not, you're not. Okay. So I did that for a while. And this lady sent me this verse. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. That is not where you want to be in your life. I don't care if you're young. I don't care if you're old. You don't want to be laid up in a bed, miserable, and pity partying yourself. Because that's where I was. That lady said, Melissa, I don't know who you think you are, but this is not who you were. She said, how do you go from standing behind a pulpit preaching messages and working the food drive that you always talk about, that you love, to laying in the bed? She goes, I call you every time you're laying in bed. I said, I'm just tired. I'm tired. I'm in pain. I'm hurting. And I just cried and I cried and I cried. And I would call my mom and I'm like, Mom, just please pray for me. Because I know it's bad. And I knew where I was getting to. I'd come here and I'd sit and I would listen. And after I read this verse, I was like, God, I want you to be pleased with me because I have illness in my body. I have sickness in my body. I don't want to split hell wide open all because I decided to lay in the bed because I'm a little sick. And she's like, well, you ain't just a little sick. But God says I'm a little sick. God says, God says, God says, God says. So I got on Google. And I said, what does God say? God says, you're highly favored. Amen. God says, you are blessed. Amen. God says, you are wonderful. Amen. God says, you are loved. Amen. God said, you are all things to him. Amen. And I got back to it. And last Sunday, I was sitting back there. And just the warmness of God took me over. And I was like, God, I'm just done. I'm done with dealing and not just letting you take over. And I said, God, if it's your will, if you'll give me one chance, one more chance to stand up here and tell all of these people what you have done for me and what you continuously do for me, put it on Pastor Kelly's heart to send me a message. I'm going to tell you what. Wednesday morning, I was getting ready to go to the food drive, and she said, I know you got Sunday school class, but, you know, I didn't know if you wanted to preach. And I just sat there and cried. I had to get myself together before I come to the food drive. But I want to give God all the glory for everything that I've been through, that I've come through. And I want to thank Pastor Kelly and everybody in this church for coming out and being with me tonight. And I hope that y'all enjoyed the message. And I would like to say a little prayer. So if everybody could bow their heads.